This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't win tonight's game, there's not a chance in hell you're winning on Friday.
Oh, stop.
And let me lay this out. I remember when the Giants in 2002, they got to that game 6 scenario. And it was like, there's just no way this can go to game 7. If this goes to game 7, we are losing. We all felt the same thing. And they were winning. And obviously Dusty Baker and the flip heard around the world where he flipped the ball to Russ Ortiz. One Felix Hernandez pitch later, one Scott Spezio swing. And I didn't care who was starting game 7. It does not matter. I knew that team was going to lose. There are times in sports where you know your team better than whatever the gamblers do, better than whatever the unemotional fan who's watching from across the country has a grasp for. I understand where you're going. I hear you, Joe. Like, oh, you know, you can win. If it comes to Friday, we are losing. This team has exerted so much energy just to get to this point. They have a 37-year-old, a 35-year-old, and a 35-year-old who are the top dogs on this team. And they got a lot of young players who we don't know what they're going to bring to the table. I don't know if Moses Moody is going to be great tonight or not. I don't know what Pajemski is going to look like. Well, from possession to possession, these guys can be excellent. I'm talking about the others. Or they can be really bad and
Let's
show their...
throw Guy Sanchez in there.
And they could show some of their...
Jonathan Kuminga.
You know, I don't even know if Kuminga plays tonight.
Or Guy Sanchez.
I don't even know if he should play tonight. Like, I have a million questions on that.
We'll get to that. Trust me. We will get to that.
You have to win tonight. And if it goes to Friday, I'm telling you, this thing is cooked. It is all or nothing tonight. This is the game of the season. And I'm going to know in the first 7 minutes how focused this team is by two statistics. Points in the paint for the Warriors and defensive rebounds. If they limit the amount of offensive rebounds for the Memphis Grizzlies, I will know exactly what they're doing. If they are chucking away from the three-point line early in this game, I have a very bad feeling about it. They have got to get in the paint. We know what's going on. Jalen Wells hurt his wrist. He started 73 of 79 games for him while he's playing. He only had 6 games off the bench. He is their best perimeter defender. He is out of this game. You have a perimeter defender advantage because he's not there. You should cook. You're looking at a couple of guys. This kid Williams, who most people have no idea, is going to step up in his absence. You've got Scottie Pippen Jr. You know the name. You remember him from the last time. Maybe, just maybe, because of foul trouble, they go to some guy, Lamar Stevens. Again, these are names one knows.
Don't sleep on your boy Luke Kennard, all right? Might be a Luke Kennard game tonight at Chase Center. Okay.
He's not guarding anyone. He's a scorer. He's a facilitator.
I know. Okay. Well, I'm just saying his names. All right. Santi Aldama, we know he's going to ball out against
Absolutely.
The Warriors because he always does.
They're going to pare down their rotation. But to me, this is about slowing down the bigs. Zach Edey, slowing down Jaren Jackson Jr., getting Desmond Bain not to get going here. You cannot let the trio score 20 or more. And I'm talking about JJJ, Ja Morant, and Desmond Bain. Two of the three can go off. It cannot be 3 of 3.
And last time they played, and that was well said, was April Fool's Day back in April 1st. Jaren Jackson Jr. did not have his greatest shooting performance there. 2 of 9 from beyond the arc. And as you mentioned, in that game, one of the big reasons and why they won was offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities. Nearly doubling the Grizzlies, who, by the way, have some big boys out there. Yeah, Zach Edey might have heard of him. Guy's a 7-footer. He did get 16 boards, but only 3 offensive. And he was, I will give him credit, he was actually very good in that game. I came away from that game very impressed with Zach Edey in his rookie season coming out of Purdue. But he's no Ivica Zubac.
No.
He's not. Not at all. And that's a credit to Zubac, just how long he's been in the league. He's more polished. And Zach Edey's not maybe even going to get to that close of a player. But that's just the drop-off we're going to see. And Draymond Green, I'm expecting him to step up big tonight. I'm expecting Jimmy Butler. Where's that quad at? Where is that? Where is his fatigue level at? I mean, playoff Jimmy, play in Jimmy. We know
he needs to be attacking the hoop all day long. If this team is settling for poor possessions, perimeter, you know, passing, and just hoisting late in the shot clock, we're in trouble. This is a team, Memphis, that rebounds really well, which you've alluded to. Third in the entire league in offensive rebound percentage. You have got to out-hustle them. You've got to out-beat them. And you got to do a great job in not fouling them.
Mm.
They draw the second most fouls in the NBA. Mm. Ja and JJJ draw fouls. You have got to keep them off the free throw line.
Last time they played each other, and again, we're going to be talking about this game all day long. We want your participation. 888-957-9570. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Warriors, Grizzlies, tonight, tip-off, 7 o'clock, right here on 95.7 The Game. Coverage starts with Warriors Live at 6. Cannot freaking wait for this game. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Last time they played each other, I mentioned it. 52 points for one Stephen Curry back on April 1st. 52. They needed all 52 of those, by the way, because they ended up winning by 9. It was tight, tight, tight towards the end there because the bench production wasn't very good. Quentin Post had 20 minutes. He had 10 shot attempts. He was only 3 of 10. You had Buddy Hield chucking out there. He was only 2 of 7. Guy Santos, 1 of 5. Kevon Looney, 1 of 4. Pods didn't have his greatest shooting night that game. So they needed every single bit of Steph. So I'm looking at everyone else now to step up. After what we saw in that it was a very good game. Very good game against the Clippers, who are an elite team. I think they might be a dark horse to go all the way to the Western Conference Finals. They're that damn good. That being said, you carry that same energy in that game, that'll carry you over tonight, I believe. You have that same energy and intensity you just had over at Chase Center a couple days ago, in a loss, mind you. You do that against the Grizzlies are not the Clippers. Just have that same intensity level, which I think they will to start this game off. And remember, last time they did get off to a hot start, they had 45. They dropped 45, their most in the first quarter all season against
them. And what happened in that game? Jaren Jackson Jr. Got 2 quick fouls.
Which he will do.
And he had to come off the floor. And then in the second quarter, he was a big part of what drove them back into that game.
Yep.
So
he was chucking it from beyond the arc and missing. And they just let him do it.
He was. And so you got to get him in foul trouble early, which why do I keep saying you have to attack the paint?
Yeah.
They cannot settle for bombs. To me, like, attacking the paint can still mean a good kick out for a 3 that's wide open. They cannot take contested last tick downs of a shot clock 3s.
You know what?
The flow of this game is going to be dictated almost immediately.
I'm glad you brought it. I didn't mean to cut you off. That's so ridiculous going back to that one game again. We're just talking about that game because that's our most recent vantage point from these two teams playing each other. 12 of 20, Steph was 23-point attempts for him in that 52-point performance in a win over the Grizzlies. Everyone else, though, Draymond, 1 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy made 1, but he only attempted 2. That's what he does. Moses, 2 of 5. Pods was 0 of 4. Looney hit a 3. Remember that? The end of the shot clock? Loondog hit that 3. Because that was a grenade, as you like to mention. And then Guy Santos, 0 of 1. Quentin Post, as I mentioned, he was chucking 3 of 9 for him. And Buddy Buckets was not Buddy Buckets that day. He was 2 of 7. Who's going to step up tonight? off the bench? Who's going to step up? Well, is Pajemski going to do what he's been doing? Is it going to be Moses Moody, who had a pretty good game last time they played Memphis? He did have double-digit points in that game. I'd like to see Moody step up more on the offensive end. And is Jonathan Kuminga going to play tonight? That's going to be a question I'm sure we're going to get discussed and discuss a lot today. Anthony Slater going to be joining us at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, covers the team for The Athletic, and also here at 95.7 The Game. Cannot wait to discuss this with Anthony Slater and his thoughts on this game, because as you mentioned, and real quick, I know you want to win this game just for the mentals. I understand that. And you're calling it a must-win, basically. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, there's no other way around it. To me, this is everything. They need 4 days off.
Can I go Mark Willard here and say, not Super Bowl and try again, but play in and try again?
I don't even want to hear that.
No? Because that worked so well when Willard did it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm a big believer in momentum, and this team has to gain momentum, and they need rest more than anyone. You referenced the quad. You referenced everything. Like, they desperately need to be able to have something tangible from the run that they are. I mean, I'm looking at this Jimmy Butler. No, look, this, yeah, no. Since acquiring Jimmy Butler, they're 23-7 in games that he plays.
Yes.
You cannot fall into a 8-seed play-in game on a Friday night against either Dallas or the Sacramento Kings.
You got to have some perspective.
No,
though.
No, no, you are what your record
says. You are what your record says you are.
No.
Shout out Bill Parcells. This team is a play-in
team.
You
have three future Hall of Famers.
Don't care.
This team fired their coach 8 games ago in Memphis. This is a game that you have at home. You cannot lose 4 straight home games to end the season.
I understand that. You lose tonight, you beat the Kings or whoever, the Mavericks on Friday. We're not talking about this. But again, we're focused on tonight,
Joe.
You want to take care of business tonight. I know you don't want to hear that today. I know you don't. And maybe the fans don't either. 888-957-9570. I want all their participation
today. Can I ask you a
question? Call or text. I'm just saying it's hard for me to, you know, fully say this is a must-win game, because I know it's not. It's not a must-win game.
Whenever you do this in a 7-game series, when people are like, oh, you know, you lose game 6, we come back for game 7. We all know how that feels. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. There are certain, great example, 2022, Warriors, Celtics, okay? They win game 5. Everyone's like, you absolutely have to win game 6 back in Boston, correct?
Yes.
You do not want to go to game 7. And what do? They seize the moment.
That's a series, though. These are two. You're going to be playing an entirely different team.
No,
on Friday.
I understand that the circumstances might be different. I'm talking about the mentality needs to be identical. This is one of those scenarios, just like against Memphis in 2022, when it was like game 6 is everything. If it goes to a game 7 in Memphis, we are losing. You have to win this game tonight. That's the way my mentality is. And you referenced Steph Curry. Now, he didn't play in the January game. He was out. He did play in the 2 prior. Now, there was no Jimmy. I mean, you know, like,
that's why I used the last one, because there was Jimmy.
But Lindy Waters is, like, you know, a key contributor in those first two games.
The Lindy Waters era.
But there is something to be said. And now, Jalen Wells was one of the primary defenders. He scored 15 points combined, Steph Curry, in the first two games. Now, it was November and December. This team is significantly different, but
he dropped 52 on him last time.
I understand 52. That. I understand that. But what did they do to him in those games? Or what did the Warriors do offensively to where he has a 2-game stretch against this team with only 15 points, 4 of 16 shooting? Like, that's
Taylor,
surprising.
But that was Taylor Jenkins. I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Are their philosophies totally shifted now with their new coach Tomas?
I go back to the Jalen Wells is their primary best wing defender. Their second best in terms of just doing the scouting report is Vince Williams Jr. And then they're going to throw Scottie Pippen Jr. on Curry. Those are the two guys.
He showed some moments, but he also showed some. He's a young player, but he has some turnovers in him. And again, the turnovers are going to be another thing too. Can we? The most important stat line for me for Steph, can we get under 8 turnovers, please? Preferably under 5.
Well, this is a team that's going to get up and down the floor. They're one of the best scoring teams in the NBA. I'm talking about Memphis' offense. But they're also going to give up a lot of points.
Yes.
I mean, so this is where you have to get the offense flowing. That's why I don't want it to be bombs away. To me, it needs to be
grenades
a little more
away.
Methodical. They need to draw fouls. Getting JJJ off the floor in that first quarter is paramount.
888-957-9570. What are you looking for in tonight's matchup between the Warriors and Grizzlies again. Is Jonathan Kuminga going to play? Do you want him to play? We'll get into that. Again, Anthony Slater going to be joining us at 8:30. This is a massive game. Chasky says, you lose this game, don't even show up on Friday. That's how he's feeling going into tonight's
mentally,
game.
That's how I feel.
Mentally, he's feeling.
Am I alone in this?
See, I think I'm not that extreme with it. You lose tonight, it would suck. It'd be awful. But you'd have another opportunity, and you've put yourself in this opportunity to have multiple cracks on it. So that's why I say that, Joe, when you say, oh, this team, you had an opportunity to be a playoff team. But you also had an opportunity to be a play-in team multiple times, and they had opportunities to win, and they didn't. So this is a play-in team. This is not a playoff team. If they were, they'd be playing against the Nuggets or the Lakers or the Clippers, but they're not. They're playing against the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant tonight, and how many grenade tosses are we going to see? I'm setting the over at 3.5. How many grenade tosses are going to be thrown at Chase Center? Hopefully not a lot. You're hoping. But that's, again, we didn't even bring up the guy, Ja Morant. I think you're assuming he's going to have his. He's a superstar. He usually does against the Warriors. How can you make it difficult on him? How could you make him, you know, earn it a little bit extra if he can exert a little bit more force and exhaustion, right? Moses Moody, I'm looking at, whenever he picks him up. I saw a ferocious defense early in that first quarter against the Clippers that I want to see replicated again. Get off to another fast start like you did against Memphis the last time he played. You shot 45 on their ass in Memphis in the first 45, Joe. And you knew early it was a Stephen Curry game in that one, too. Well, against the Clippers, I didn't. It was different. There was no Steph. It was the non-Steph minutes, and they were making a run. And then Steph came back, and it was kind of wonky. And then he kind of found his ground and footing in the second half and fourth quarter. But I'm looking for the tone to be set early tonight
at Chase Center.
I want the crowd to be getting involved mightily in this one. Because I know there's not going to be any Grizzlies fans there, because I've never met a Grizzlies fan in my entire life.
Well, I mean, Team Morant might be there, but I'm telling you this right now.
Team Morant, sorry, the dad?
I just want you to just think about it as a Warrior fan. How much energy has been exerted by this team? And some of the older players, they played Tuesday last week. They played Wednesday. They played Friday. Off day Saturday. They played Sunday. Off day today, or yesterday, they played today. That's 5 games in 8 days.
So they might be sluggish, what you're telling me.
That's pretty lame.
This team, more than any other team that's left in the playoffs, maybe the LeBron team because of him being that old, this team desperately needs the time off. They got a superstar, one of the greatest players of all time, whose hand is wrapped. They've got another guy who took a knee to the quad, and they have another guy who literally walked back to the bench and into the tunnel because his neck took a vicious shot and had to come back into the game. 35, 35, and 37 years old. 5 games in 8 days. 5 games in 8 days. If you think that they're going to pick themselves off the mat after playing 35-plus minutes, all those trio, again, and have a 6th game in about 9 or 10 days, oh, my goodness.
You know, it's Holy Week.
All these Easter's other teams got Sunday. Opportunities to rest.
Oh, ye of little faith, Joe. Oh, ye of little faith. All right. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. By the way, this is pretty fun. Make sure you are locked into the morning roast this morning, like you are right now, for a chance to score tickets to tonight's game against the Grizzlies. Yeah,
yay!
Chase Center, tonight, 2 tickets for you. What do you got to do? Listen between 7:30 and 8:30 today, and we're going to be playing Know the Show. So be listening between 7:30 and 8:30, and then at around 8:45, so a little bit after Slate, so after we get Slater off, we're going to ask a question about what happened on the show between 7:30 and 8:30, and if you be the, what is it, number one, the first caller at that time, first caller, we're not giving out the number yet, so don't call right now. Between 7:30 and 8:30, be listening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Listening for Know the Show. And they've got to be the first caller around 8:45 when we give it out. And you will win tickets to tonight's game between the Grizzlies and the Warriors. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Everyone just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. Massive, massive showdown tonight at Chase Center. It's the play-in, 7th seed, 8th seed. A trip to Houston on the line tonight. But if you lose, it's not the end of the world because you come back on Friday to play at Chase Center again. It's going to be either against your old pal, Doug Christie, the Sacramento Kings, Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320, D'Lo, or Klay Thompson and Anthony Davis in the Dallas Mavericks. So it's okay.
You know, I just don't even want to hear that. I don't even want to hear that.
But real quick, talking about that, listening to that, and shout out Jim Barnett. It was great to hear Jim Barnett's voice on that call. The great Jim Barnett, who joined us a couple weeks ago on the River Islands guest line. The hatred you have for the Memphis Grizzlies, sports hate, obviously. It's actually, I think, up there with some of like the big boys like in the NFL and some of the teams like you, like Taylor Jenkins, you could not stand. Now, he's gone. But the whole Ja Morant celebration, Jaren Jackson Jr., but like, didn't a little bit of that hatred go away once Dylan Brooks left?
No.
Just a little bit? No.
Well, no, Dylan's his own entity.
Okay.
Ja operates in a very weird space for me. There's a part of me that marvels at how great he is.
Where is Ja?
But he also has a lot of the Russell Westbrook kind of like stuff where I view him, I'm like, you're such an idiot. Like, and I don't mean like idiot. I mean like sports idiot. Like you just do dumb things. Mm. And I consider them to be a dumb team overall. Mm. And I'm talking about sports IQ here.
Okay. Like,
you know, you're your own worst enemy at times. I also acknowledge how talented they are.
Yes.
And like uberly gifted. But, like, Ja's his own worst enemy. But he is a spectacular player. I mean, there's an Allen Iverson-like quality to him, and there's a Kyrie-like quality to him in the sense that I expect him to make a ridiculous shot every single time he has the ball in his hands, whether it's blowing by somebody and finishing in the lane, whether it's from deep. Like, his three-point shot, I mean, I had it in the month of April for just Ja. He's averaging over 30, shooting almost 42% from three.
In 13 games against the Warriors, Ja Morant's averaged 22, 7, and 4. 7 assists, 4 rebounds.
I thought that would be even higher.
But also that's still pretty damn good.
No, it's really good.
Against one team.
If you told me it was 40, I would believe it, you know?
No, it's a great point. And you look back to the last game they had, again, a couple weeks ago, he was getting his. It was Stephen Curry versus Ja Morant, but Steph was just all-time great that day, and he dropped 50. I think we forget in that game, too. We do. I do. Draymond Green had a triple-double. He was incredible that game on the defensive end. He wasn't shooting the ball very well, but he got 13 points. He got to the line 4 times, made all 4 of his attempts, 12 assists. It was Draymond Green, the ball distributor, in that game. And Jimmy Butler, he had gotten to the line 12 times. So, again, getting the opposite team in foul trouble, getting Jaren Jackson Jr. to do some dumb fouls, like, you know, the Karl Anthony Towns of the world. I think I made that comp last time they played. They just do these dumb fouls early, and good. Force them to do it early.
Well, their last big-time game, Anthony Edwards went wild. They really don't have a defender to guard someone on the perimeter. I'm talking about the Memphis' defense. And Ja went off, right? And so who's going to guard Ja for the Warriors? The question is, who's going
to
guard him?
Who do you want?
The answer is, for me, early on, Moses Moody.
Moses, yeah, I would agree.
And I'll get to this later. I think this is a game you bust out Jonathan Kuminga for a couple of minutes.
Ooh.
I'm not saying you got to play him for long stretches, but
Jonathan Kuminga.
I think against Ja, the key is no one can stop him. So what do? You use a variety of bodies and lift lengths and strength sizes against him. I would throw Moody on him. I would put Pods on him for a couple possessions, even though I know where that's going to go. I would put GP2 on him for possessions. And then, yeah, I would dust off Jonathan Kuminga, and I would put Jonathan Kuminga on Ja for a couple of possessions. I want to see that size and strength, and I would force him, like, I would be guarding him full court in this game.
I actually don't hate that. I love getting different looks on a player of that caliber and just getting him uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Just get him uncomfortable. And that's what I saw Moses do to Luka Doncic a couple weeks ago against Los Angeles against the Denver Nuggets, right? Like, you have to get up in these guys' grill. He was doing it against James Harden, and Kawhi were making some dumb plays in that first quarter, too. Putting pressure on these guys early to force them into mistakes, and it's particularly the fouls, and get that crowd going again. We're going to be giving out tickets. You got to be listening today. Morning Roast, we're giving out tickets today, people. Be listening 7:30 and 8:30 between those times. Know the show if you want to win tickets to tonight's game.
And it's extremely important to me that we see what Jimmy Butler has in the tank. Let me just give you some stuff here.
Oh, Jimmy's chilling. Remember this?
Go home, play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help you feel better.
See, he's feeling better.
You know, my buddy was hitting me up, and it's like, he makes a really astute point. And I had written down some statistics regarding Jimmy Butler. He's like, hey, you know, the Miami Heat pace versus the Golden State Warrior pace are just two different paces. And they just are. Like, the Heat play a little more methodical. The Warriors want to get up and down and shoot quickly. And, you know, like, there's a freneticness to our style of play. Since April 1st, now, today is the 15th.
It is.
They've played 8 games. Jimmy Butler, I'm just going to give you the overall minutes played in terms of minutes per game. 38, 36, 35, 33, 20, 38, 29, 48 plus. He's averaging 35 minutes a game since the start of April 1st. 8 games. He's scoring 20 points a game. He's getting 5-plus assists a game. The rebounds are down a little for his averages. He's shooting 93% from the free throw line. What version of playoff Jimmy are we getting in this game? Are his legs ready to go? He played so many minutes in that Clipper game and looked gassed at the end. The final 5 minutes, I rewatched it again and the overtime. He was exhausted. He was exhausted.
Games played for Jimmy Butler this season. Let's look it up right now because I
got it in front of me.
55 games he's played. Okay. He should be fine. Like, he hasn't really had any major injuries with the Golden State. I know he got hit on the quad. He's fine. It's probably a little bit of a bruise. Probably something that looks gross. It'll turn into black and yellow a little bit here soon. He'll be fine. All right? 55 games for Jimmy Butler this season. He should be ready to go. He knows all about the play-in, as you mentioned, with the Heat. But the pacing is something.
It's a really good point.
And it's also because he is a two-way player, and he plays with such intensity on both ends of the floor. Like, Some guys, let's call what it is. Guys are coasting on defense a lot in today's game. Let's just call what it is. A lot of guys coast on defense so they don't lose a lot on offense.
Sure.
And that's, you know what?
Sure.
For certain teams, that works. But those teams probably aren't going all the way in winning because that player is not playing specific defense. I'm looking at Luka Doncic, right? So it's all baked into the equation with Jimmy. What I want to see him is in the fourth quarter, because I did notice that momentum kind of wane a little bit.
He was exhausted.
The exhaustion. I started going back to that meme we were talking about yesterday, and he wasn't looking for his shot.
Joe, tonight's the ninth game since April 1st.
I know.
Ninth game. It's the 15th.
I know.
He's tired. So this is what I this is a tall task.
He's got coffee, though. He's good.
Joe, this is a tall task. I got him on Bane tonight.
Ooh, okay.
I have to shut Bane's water faucet off. I got him on Bane tonight.
Super chat, YouTube. SFB drummer, our boy, your boy. I actually don't hate that on Desmond Bane. $4.99. Spent $5 to say the Dubs will defeat G.I. Ja and the Grizz. The Grizzlies. That's what he's calling them, the Grizzlies tonight. G.I. Ja and the Grizzlies. I'm not mad at that. $5 to say that. Hey, SFB drummer. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I am anticipating a over the top loud crowd tonight at Chase Center. Y'all better be bringing it.
Good. And
we're
going to be bringing two tickets to go to that game tonight on the Morning Roast. Be listening again between 7:30 and 8:30. And tune in for Warriors Live tonight, 6 o'clock, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Mark and Berkeley, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Big game tonight. It's not a must win. It's a got to have it win. You got to win if you want to get some rest because Joe's scared. Joe's frightened with Jimmy Butler's health right now and the age and the wear and tear and the old men on this team. You know what? I think the old guys are going to show out tonight against the young guns. Maybe I shouldn't have said guns. Of the Memphis Grizzlies. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
And yeah. And young Nash just kept saying,
and host.
Like, Jaws beating you. Jaws beating you. Jaws beating you. You have no answer. You have no answer. Well, thanks. Thank you. Thank you for explaining the game I'm watching in real time.
Same Nash that said Jimmy can't win the big one during the Super Bowl to you and Bonte's face as they're blowing it, too.
Triggering Bonte.
And we won't get into it, but what are the Alzheimer's? I miss
Draymond not only missed the floater, he hit foam. That's like the bottom of the backboard. Everyone's like, he called OT. It's like, dog, it was a tie game.
So what you're telling me is...
You know, you shoot it, you're like, game.
No. I know exactly what you mean. So what you're telling me is, whether it's against the Clippers or the Grizzlies, Draymond should not be attempting layups anymore in the closing minutes of games. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I don't love that? You don't love it anymore? It. Well, just don't try to, like, foul bait. Don't try to, like, lean in and try to draw a foul.
Go strong.
Dunk the ball. How about that one? Just go up and try to yam it. I'd rather have that instead.
This is what happens when you're a 35-year-old power forward slash center who's been banging with guys for the last 12 years that are way bigger than you, and you're playing 8 games in 14 days, and you're exhausted, and you're in minute 35, like, or whatever, 40, however many he played in that game. Like, we have to be realistic.
Well, I'm going to be realistic, and realistic was 2 weeks ago today. Again, it's been 2 weeks to the day since they've last played the Memphis Grizzlies, and Draymond Green in that game had a triple-double. 13 points, 12 assists, 10 boards. Can he replicate that? Go a long way in another win and calming you down, who seems to think this is too much doom and gloom right now.
You win tonight, you're fine. Focused. It's pretty straightforward for me. It's just,
win the game.
This is a must-win.
I'm not going into like that, because you know what? Just play easy, play loose, play fast, play fun, play free. You'll win the game. You are a better team than the Memphis Grizzlies. You are. There's a reason you're the seventh and they're the eighth.
Same record.
No? Well, yeah, but you had the tiebreak over them. You've shown that throughout the season. You are a better team than them. Now, it's a one-game sample size. I get it. Anything could happen. But you have Stephen Curry. You have Jimmy Butler. You have Draymond Green, as you mentioned. You do have three Hall of Famers. They'll win you this game tonight. And if they don't, that sucks. You'll have an opportunity to win another one. 888-957-9570. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Anthony Slater going to be joining us at 8:30. Covers the Warriors for The Athletic for 95.7 The Game. I do want to get his thoughts on the whole Kuminga situation. Is he going to play tonight? Does he need to play tonight? Does it matter if he plays tonight? Real quick, we were kind of joking on the call yesterday, and Mark and Berkeley, I'll get to you in a second. We were joking on the call. It's like, do you imagine if he's another DNP tonight? Does Steve Kerr triple down on Friday and say, nah, we're not going to do it?
You mean, and they lose?
And they if they lose tonight and they go to another play-in, is it going to be another DMP? Like, it's tongue-in-cheek a little bit.
Can I be real with this for a second, though?
Please, because it does seem like I'm laughing at it because the whole thing just seems laughable at this
point. If that's what ends up happening, okay?
If he's a DMP tonight?
Yeah, a DMP again tonight and let's just say Friday, right? Just doesn't play at all. Like, what happened between the front office and the coach?
Yeah.
How are we not on the same page? Right? Guys, like, either you see him as a useful piece that you can utilize off the bench, or he should have been traded. Mm. Like, you wasted and you harpooned his own value. Mm. And you're basically stymieing what could have been an asset for your team, either for yourself to play or to acquire something, you know, for you to utilize in one of these types of games. That would be really, really disheartening. That would tell me that front office, coaching, they're not aligned. The player didn't meet their expectations. But, like, on some level, like, you didn't have a feel for this. Guys, I get, like, hey, we made a trade for Jimmy and kind of want to see what it looks like. And now we kind of seen what it looks like and it doesn't look great. Well, I could say the same thing about some of these other combinations with, you know, Kevon Looney, for example. It didn't look great at times with Draymond, Jimmy, and Kevon Looney. Like, I know we want to, you know, hyper-focus on what Jonathan Kuminga doesn't do well. And I'm not here to say that he's some spectacular player that should play no matter what.
Talking about a bench player.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what we're talking
about. But I just think the overarching theme is if you told me, Joe, they lose tonight, he doesn't play at all tonight, and they play on Friday, and he doesn't play at all in that game. Wow, those are three really different teams, and you couldn't find a minute for him. Why'd you keep him?
Yeah,
that would kind of be my question.
Would you play Jonathan Kuminga tonight? 888-957-9570. Why or why not? 888-957-9570. Again, same number to call or text. Mark Berkeley wants to join in the conversation. Mark, how do you feel about tonight's game, man? Good morning.
I'm excited to hear what Slater says about. I missed the game. I overslept after work. I was more shocked to find out Kuminga didn't play than that we lost. What's going on? And I wanted to say this about momentum. Ben Maller says there's no such thing as momentum in sports. Why does he say that? And he's serious.
Because he's never played.
And maybe. You guys are both great. I want to talk about some positives that we have that other teams don't have. We have a coach that can't be fired. We've got you guys. We've got Tim Roy. We've got the best player in the league. We've got Butler. We should win. Think about the positives. And we're getting to the free throw line now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. A couple of years ago, it would be like 12 attempts, 6 misses. Now it's like 20. I can't believe it. Is it all Butler doing that for us? We should win these games.
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Thanks,
they were
Mark.
Bottom of the league before Jimmy Butler got here. They finished the season.
Real quick. Yeah, Steve Kerr, you guys, and Tim Roy. We should win this game.
Yeah.
That was all tied.
I just glossed over that. The Warriors were one of the worst teams in the league in terms of getting their opponents to foul per game. They ended up finishing the season 19th, and that is strictly because of the Jimmy acquisition.
Yeah.
They would have finished bottom four, bottom five.
You know what they did against the Grizzlies last time? 28 of 28 at the free throw line.
Yeah.
28 of 28. And Jimmy was 12 of 12. Steph was 8 of 8. And I think we got into a little bit of argument about the foul calls the day after because they got a bunch of them. But Buddy Hield even knocked out a couple. Guy Santos off the bench. So, again, do that. Right?
Do that. I'm just going to, you know, Ben Maller doesn't believe in momentum. Well, Ben Maller,
Fox Sports Radio, baby.
We've been doing the same shtick for the last 20 years at 4 in the morning.
They're in the air everywhere.
I'm just going to say this. If you don't think momentum is a real thing, like, I don't know what else to say.
Depends on the sport. My dad always used to say in baseball that momentum is only as good as your next starting pitcher. So,
well, baseball's carrying different. Over from game to game is it different? I'm talking about within the flow of a game.
Well, no, absolutely. Within
Well,
28-3 on line one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Watch the overtime the other day when Harden hit that first three.
Yep.
It was like, oh, boom. Then he hit the second one. It was like they're winning.
Off the turnover, too. Yep.
Exactly. Right. They're winning this game. So I believe in it. I mean, that's just how I roll. And that's why I believe like a coach has a big influence on momentum. Popovich was excellent at it. You see Spoelstra do it. Calling a timeout when the other team is gathering offensive momentum.
Right.
Or when your team is starting to slip away, calling timeout and stabilizing things and slowing it down.
Popovich was notorious doing that. Even if it was anything as a 5-0 run. Let's say his team had like a double-digit 15-point lead. Quick 5-0 run, boom. No, not
exactly.
Let's come back. Yeah.
What do you make of this stat?
I'll tell you.
Memphis is 0-8 this year against teams on the West Coast.
against. So when they go to the West Coast.
Yep.
Interesting. I don't know what to make of that.
Me neither. Because if you look at the regular season, were those back-to-backs?
That tells me, honestly, you can take that both ways. Oh, well, that's great for the Warriors, or the Grizzlies are due to win one there. it's right? That's one of the
other. Sample size.
Sure, but
what do you make of it? I don't even know if that's a thing in a one-game sample size.
And you were just talking about, the rest and the travel. They've been, their starter's been resting now.
They're chilling. Sunday.
And have they just been... I guess they didn't know where they were going.
They sat everyone Sunday, so I did a bunch of research.
I was
going
to say, were they staying
that.
Somewhere in the middle of California to know whether they're playing the Clippers or what?
They basically sat their top seven guys heading into this game, and it's Zachy. The rotation is going to be something along the lines of this, all right? You're going to have...
I think the start, they're going to do what they did last time. Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
Zach Edey.
Yep.
Ja Morant.
Yep.
Desmond Bain.
Mm-hmm.
And who are they going to go with it instead?
Probably Williams.
Probably Williams. Okay, I was going to say
maybe Scottie Pippen.
I was thinking Scottie Pippen. But that's a tough spot for the young guy.
I think he comes off the bench.
Okay,
but it's a toss up.
Yeah.
They have Aldama, who's going to come off the bench.
Big.
Who's had moments against the Warriors?
He had 18 last game against them.
Luke Kennard. This guy Conchar, who might
Chanchar.
Yeah, I forgot I always pronounce it wrong. Who might play, might not. I mean, they're very up in the air on
him. Is he hurt?
Well, they just don't know if he... They want to pare down their rotation. That's what they kept talking about. And then Lamar Stevens is a guy that, if one of these perimeter defenders gets in foul trouble, he's a guy that's going to come off the bench. These are random names. I just want people out there, you're going to get familiarized with them
tonight. I apologize. You were right. This is Conchar. There's another one that's like Chanchar somewhere else, but you were correct.
Okay.
New pronunciation. All right? I wanted to give you your flowers there.
Thank you.
You're doing a good job.
But the Jalen Wells thing, this is a guy who started 74 games for them, played in 79.
That fall he had was so scary. I'm actually, relieved it was only a wrist injury because the way he fell. Remember, they had to bring out the stretcher for him. It was really,
and he was shooting
a scary
35%
moment.
From three, so he was a serviceable three-point shooter. This is a guy who is a big loss for them.
888-957-9570. Grizzlies Warriors tonight. The matchup that you're looking at the most in this one is what? And is Jonathan Kuminga? Are you playing him tonight? Are you playing him tonight? I'm not asking whether Steve Kerr should or not. I'm asking the fans. You playing Kuminga tonight?
Well, here's the reason why I would. Here's the reason why.
Why?
Because I think perimeter defense is going to be vitally important for the Warriors tonight. And I think he is one of your better perimeter defenders. And I think you can't go to zone against this team. Now, Wells was a part of this.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.